Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shanna Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
My friends, only a liberal Democrat sitting in the U.S. Senate could hear the phrase, our rights come from our creator, and immediately think of an Ayatollah. This is absolutely unbelievable what happened in the U.S. Senate yesterday. I want to talk about this. I want to talk about other things, which we'll get to again in the stack of stuff today, which you can check out on our website, which, by the way, is being updated, cleaned up, revamped. I think much improved here as we're streamlining some things and some other things I want to talk about in the days to come here. But, my friends, that's ToddHuffShow.com. So that's what we're going to talk about here this morning. I want to tell you before we start, though, my friends, taking care of yourself physically is incredibly important. Taking care of yourself in all ways is incredibly important. In fact, you know, it's interesting to me when I read the Bible, for example, and I see words like love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. It's interesting to me. You know, a lot of people say that we are teach that we shouldn't love ourselves, and certainly we shouldn't think of ourselves more highly than others, but it's interesting that the way that we care for and think about ourselves is how God instructs us to think about and care for others. And it's a truth that we all have a built-in inclination, interest in taking care of ourselves. And sometimes it gets tricky, I know, with the busy schedules, with the American diet, all those sorts of things, the work schedule, it gets difficult to have enough diet and exercise. And we should certainly try to do that, but we should also try to think of ways to take care of our heart health. That's where Solti comes in. It has been clinically proven to reduce cholesterol, scientifically proven, my friends. And it may be able to do the same for you. I take the product. It's simple. It's inexpensive. And I think if you've got a concern or if you have a history in your family of high cholesterol or heart problems, this is a very simple, easy way, first step to take care of your heart health. Solti.com, S-O-L-T-E-A. Promo code Todd will save you 50% on your first purchase, and you'll get free shipping as well. Solti.com, promo code Todd. All right, so let's talk here. Let's set the stage for what happened yesterday in the Senate chambers, well, not in the Senate itself, but in one of the Senate office buildings where they were having a hearing. Tim Kaine, who you might remember, was the running mate of Hillary Clinton back in 2016. Leave it to Tim Kaine. Leave it to a liberal U.S. senator to find a way to take on both Jefferson and God in one hearing. The writer of the Declaration of Independence and the almighty creator of the universe himself. That's who Tim Kaine decided to take on yesterday. And I want to talk about this idea. Where do our rights come from? This is critically important, my friends, because I've heard this bantered about. I've heard mumblings of this, rumblings and mumblings out there in the media. This has been something that I've heard a couple of times the past several months. They're questioning where our rights come from, which, again, as someone who reveres the Constitution, has a worship for the God of the Bible and his holy word, which is above all else, by the way. But the Constitution and the Declaration are, from a secular perspective, the most important and beautiful documents ever written. So these are things that, when attention is drawn to these documents, I'm kind of interested. I don't really care oftentimes how we get there, as long as we get there and we have an opportunity to explain or to discuss these very important matters, because there was a time not that long ago when no one cared about any of these things because the media wasn't out there hyperventilating every 5 seconds. But Tim Kaine has successfully taken on the creator of the universe and the author of the Declaration of Independence, one of the founders of this country, in one fell swoop. So let's give a little bit of a background. There was a hearing yesterday, September 4th, and Tim Kaine was sitting on the Senate committee holding a hearing for a nomination session for Riley Barnes, and Tim Kaine actually, I'm going to play the soundbite here, and let me not tell you what he says. You can hear it for yourself. Listen to what Kim, and this is going to go on, Tim Kaine. Again, the setting is they're in a Senate nomination hearing for Riley Barnes. So you've got, you know, the big table desk with all these senators that are perched above, people sitting down at the tables fielding questions and so forth. And so you have Tim Kaine, who's a member of this Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and he has this to say about one of the nominees named Riley Barnes. Listen to this. Listen to this nonsense. I can't. Okay. Bear with me. I tell you, I literally, you don't believe me. I know you don't believe me, but I literally just checked this about 5 minutes ago, right before I came on the air. I'm going to have to read it if it doesn't reconnect here. Just tested all this stuff. Here we go. I can hear it in my ears. It's just not going out yet. All right, here we go. Let me back this up. Tim Kaine at this Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing.
Mr. Barnes, I was struck by your opening comments, and I asked to get a copy of them so I could read them and make sure I quoted them correctly. You state, and this is a quote from Secretary Rubio, our rights come from God, our creator, not from our laws, not from our government.
That's right.
I find that very, very troubling.
He finds it troubling.
I'm a devout person. I was a missionary.
He finds that very, very troubling. Not just troubling, not just very troubling. He finds this very, very troubling. And he goes on to tell us how devout he is. Now, I want to talk about this as well. This is very troubling to Tim Kaine, and may I say, to every person who's on the godless radical left. They hate this concept because, listen, I'm not talking about every Democrat. I'm not talking about every liberal. I'm talking about every person who would define themselves as a participant, a member, a supporter, whatever, of the radical left. The radical left is a godless group of people that have a morally bankrupt ideology. Listen, they will agree with me. Now, some will get upset that I said that, but this, let me be clear who I'm talking about. I'm not talking about every Democrat. You know that I was raised, if you watch this program, listen to this program for any length of time, I was raised in a Union Democrat household. This is not how I was raised. I wasn't raised by leftist lunatics. I wasn't even raised by liberals. I was raised by conservative Democrats, by Union Democrats, and it was because of the Union. But this whole concept here today is that of this hearing, what Tim Kaine is saying, this is someone who's a radical leftist. This is someone who questions the meaning and structure and design of this entire universe. In fact, their entire ideology is built upon truths that often go against things that we would hold as true in Western culture. More importantly, hold true in a civilized society that understands and respects the scriptures, a Christian society, to whatever degree that exists or doesn't exist in this country, a Christian society is antithetical to the radical beliefs that the radical left holds. This is a godless ideology. In fact, I literally mean that. Their ideology, part of it is predicated on the idea that there isn't even a need for a creator, which is preposterous and insane to begin with. There's four possible explanations for the existence of the universe, one of which is that it's an illusion. And if there is an illusion, someone or something has to be having the illusion. So that means there's three other explanations for the universe, and those must come into, one of those must be true. Either it's eternal, it's self-created, or it's created by someone or something that's eternal. Or self-existent is the word, or eternal. So basically, we know the universe isn't self-created because that's self-defeating argument to say that something created itself. That's not the way that it works. If it existed before, then it wasn't created by itself. It was either eternal or it was created by someone or something eternal. Now, we also know, based upon what we can observe in science, that the universe is going from a highly organized state to a highly disorganized state. That's what we know. Second law of thermodynamics. We know that this universe is unraveling, so to speak. It's not as orderly, structured, and perfect, if you will, as it was at the beginning, which surprisingly, shockingly, goes in line with the biblical narrative. But we're left with this one reality that is inescapable for anyone who has intellectual integrity and anyone who truly pursues the truth. What we're left with is the reality that this universe was created by someone or something that is, or who is, or that is eternal, that is self-existent, a being that did not have a need of being created, a being who was and who is, and as the Bible says, who is to come. That's the reality. This whole concept, the whole foundations of what the radical left teaches us, which is rooted in Darwinian philosophy, secular humanism, anything to avoid having to come to reality with there being a creator, and that creator has moral standards, and that creator is going to one day hold us to account based upon those moral standards. And by the way, we all will fail the test. We all failed the test. I'm going to get on a little sermon, mini sermon. I'll wrap this up quickly. The Bible tells us that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That means that we've missed the mark. That means that we've made a mistake. That means much more seriously than just an oopsie. We've all broken the moral law. We've all broken at least one of the Ten Commandments. And so the Bible says that the payment for that sin is death. And so we have a choice. We can either pay for that sin. We can either atone, so to speak, for that sin ourselves, thereby sending ourselves to eternal separation from the Father by having spiritual death, or we can willingly accept the sacrifice that His Son gave us. His Son, Jesus, came and was that sacrifice for our sin. He paid the price for our sin. He died in our place. God took our sin and placed it upon Jesus. God took the righteousness of His Son Jesus and placed it upon us. That's why we can be called as His children the righteousness of God, not because we're some sort of morally superior beings, but because we have been declared right in the eyes of God through His Son Jesus. That's how this works. And listen, going back to the issue here, it's unavoidable. It's undeniable that there is a creator of this universe. A creator. I know that there's people who disagree, maybe strongly disagree with that. I welcome you. I welcome you to tell me where you think I'm wrong. I welcome the dialogue and the debate. But let us put aside this nonsense, this sophistry about self-creation or an eternal universe. We are left with the reality that there is someone or something that made this universe. It is way too structured, way too organized, and it is the only ultimately logical explanation. That doesn't even necessarily mean that Christianity and that the Bible is true, although it is, but it means that there's at least a need for a creator. Now, we are created by that creator. We are made in that creator's image. If you don't like that talk or don't want to get too Christian, biblical here, that's fine. But we are created. And when we are created, he gives us rights. Rights are things that there's such a misunderstanding of what a right is. People talk about healthcare being a right. Listen, there are things that are good in this universe. There are things that are good in this universe that I don't have a right to. I have the right to my own thoughts and beliefs and opinions and my personality. I have a right to protect myself from harm. That's where the Second Amendment comes into play. I have a right to express myself and to say what I want, to question what I think. I have the right to, as an individual person, to this concept of sovereignty, the sovereignty of an individual. It doesn't mean that there's no need for government, but if you go back and look at how this nation was founded, the founders brilliantly said for the first time basically in history that instead of the people in governing power looking down upon the people and telling them this is how we're going to let you operate, they flipped that on its head. And they said to the government, they wrote in that founding document, the Constitution of the United States, they wrote in that document the rules for the government. And they basically said, you have our consent to do these things. We're empowering you. We have power as created beings made in the image of God to live our lives as we see fit. We also see the need for some structure in our society. We also see the need for there to be an enforcement mechanism against those who do things that are evil or wicked or threatening to harm people, that sort of stuff. And so we see the need for a government. We want that government to be big enough to do the things that we have empowered it to do, but we don't want it to be any larger than that. We give you our consent to do X, Y, and Z. We've written it out in this document. We signed it through the Declaration, which was, I guess, phase one of this project, and the Constitution was phase two, or I guess you could say phase three after the Articles of Confederation. But nonetheless, this was a continuation. This continuation that said, the founders said to one another in the Declaration, we mutually pledge to one another our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor to basically make sure that we're fighting for these things. These things are important. Now, rights are things that we have inherently from our Creator. It's maybe a byproduct. I don't know how you want to think of it. I don't have all the answers and details, but you can think of it like a byproduct of being made in His image. And so a right is something I have intrinsically. No government can take that away. This is critically important to understand because if it is what Tim Kaine says here, and we only have our rights because a group of people, I mean, think about that. Think about the infinite regresses we would have to come to the conclusion that our rights come from government. Well, why did the government that's in power select those rights? I mean, why did they choose those things? See, I would say that there's a yearning of the human heart to be free. Again, because this is how God made us to be. God did not make us to live in subjection. Listen, we're supposed to respect our government and respect those who have been placed in positions of political power and so forth. Shouldn't say power, just you know, governing power. There is certain amounts of power to that. We're finding that out as we watch what Trump is doing here nationally at the federal level, pushing sometimes the lines, the limits, but oftentimes we're seeing where those lines are, which is a good thing. Government should exercise the power it has been given. It should not exercise a power that is outside, especially clearly outside the bounds of the Constitution, and trampling upon the rights, liberties, choices, of freedoms of individuals. So, Tim Kaine thinks that comes from government. If they come from government, then the government can change them. You realize how dangerous this is? That you can say what you want to say? You have the right to free speech unless 50% plus one more person says in Congress and in the Senate, and then signed by the President of the United States, that you no longer have that right? We have a constitutional republic. You see, this is why, man, there are so many things that come into my head as I say this, but this is why when we talked on this program about democracy and how the left always wants to talk about saving our democracy, listen, there are certainly, undoubtedly, unequivocally, aspects of our government that can be referred to as democratic. You can say, of course, the will of the people. We get to go vote, but we're electing someone, so we know it's not a pure democracy. A pure democracy is when everyone just casts a vote without someone representing them. So we know it's not a pure democracy, but there are democratic aspects. The will of the people is an important thing. It's very important. We are the ones who have empowered the government. We are the ones that have to hold that government accountable. We are the ones who are electing officials to write laws, to challenge laws, to set policies, all that sort of stuff. And there's no doubt that we have democratic aspects. But it's a constitutional democracy at best. It's not a pure democracy, a representative democracy perhaps, but it's more accurately stated that we have a constitutional republic. And that phrase constitutional means something very important. What it means is that there are things that are written in a founding document. And specifically, there's basically two aspects of this. One, this may be oversimplifying, but in general, one, there's the role of government, what it is allowed to do. If it is not written in that document, the government does not have the power. In fact, the 10th Amendment says, basically, whatever is not in this document has been reserved as a power by the states and by the people. So this is your job. If it's not in this document, then you shouldn't be doing it. And then on top of that, there's at the end of the document, if you want to think about it that way, amendments or an appendage to the document that says that these are the rights, not all of the rights, but these are the rights that individuals have. And it basically is saying, even if the majority, even if 50% plus one, or even if you want to say 100%, if 100% of the people vote to take away something that is a right that you have as an individual, they can't do it. See, in a pure democracy, they can. This is why they like to talk about this, because just saying democracy means that if I just convince half the people plus one more, I can do whatever I want, even infringe upon the rights of others. This is why the constitutional aspect and these bedrock foundational frameworks of this nation come into play. And it's critically important. And these things, the bedrock foundations, come not from the government. They come from our Creator. They are unchangeable. They are inalienable. They are immutable. Governments can abuse power. They can try to take them away. But ultimately, these rights are there. What can they do to take away your right to free speech? They can punish you, but they can't truly take it away. It's there. There's nothing they can do to ultimately wrest that away. I guess they could cut out your tongue. They could cut off your fingers so you can't go on social media and type things anyway. Ugh, got to hurry here. Wrapping up this first segment. Friends, freedommarketplace.net, that's where you can go to find a list of conservative businesses, a directory of businesses that are pushing in the same direction you are. We've updated the website. Check it out, freedommarketplace.net. It is the exclusive directory of the Todd Huff Show. It's something that we've put together here. I invite you to go check it out. It is free for you to use as a consumer. FreedomMarketplace.net. I have to take a time out, my friends. Back here in just a minute.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars, and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Welcome back, my friends. Talking here today about Tim Kaine saying that our rights come not from God, not from our Creator, but from our government. In fact, comparing the words of Thomas Jefferson to the Ayatollahs in the Islamic Republic of Iran. Truly delusional, dangerous sort of talk, my friend. We'll continue this. In fact, I played a few seconds of his soundbite. I'm going to play a little bit more here. Don't get too excited because I can't take Tim Kaine in too big of doses, but we will be playing more of that, my friends, here in just a minute. You know that one of the biggest challenges we have as conservatives is finding ways to ensure our values align with the things that we do. That includes how we invest. That's why I love what the team at 48 Financial is doing. They specialize in biblically responsible investing. That means that they screen out companies that do not invest, that do not align with our values, companies that we could invest in. They've flagged those who are actively pursuing an agenda that conflicts with, contradicts our faith. They do all this work for us, my friends, so that, again, they can help us align our investments with our purpose, our goals, our belief. Remember, we're not the ones that created this problem. The left has made everything political. In fact, they've made everything, I would say, religious or spiritual at this point, because they are, in fact, built upon a morally bankrupt ideology that really is a religion at its core. And so we have to now be very proactive in looking at the places that we invest. So if you go to 48financial.com/Todd, you'll find a tool that will help you enter some information, do an assessment to see if your current investments are aligned with what you believe and what you value. Again, go to 48financial.com/Todd. That's where the assessment tool is. 48 Financial, because our money should work for our values. Let me play here, continue playing Senator Kaine, his soundbite. Again, he's at this Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing. He is, it's a nomination for Riley Barnes. And he's gotten off on a tangent here, talking about the rights, the source of our rights. And I want to pick up where we left off. Here he is.
Honduras, we've got other devout folks in this room, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, American. The notion that rights don't come from laws and don't come from the government, but come from the Creator. That's what the Iranian government believes. It's
the
a theocratic regime that bases its rule on Shia law.
And pause everything. Pause everything. It is quite literally written. It is quite literally written into our founding documents. This is not a confusing thing. He's saying that this happens in Iran. It happens here. Don't confuse theocracy with accepting the basic truth and premise that there is a Creator. You can say that the Creator is not the Christian God or is another God or whatever. That's fine. Sorry, I'm looking something up here, or trying to, and I'm the world's worst multitasker, something I didn't pull up. But you can make the argument of that, but the idea that our rights do not come from God, that our rights come from government. Rights are inherent. Rights are things that we have without anybody doing anything else for us. That's why the right to health care is not a right. It's not, listen, it's, I'm not saying it's something that we shouldn't pursue. I'm not saying that it's not good. I'm just saying it's not a right. Not everything that's good is a right. I don't have a right. I have a right to marry, right? To marry my wife. I don't have the right to marry her if she doesn't want to. Someday she might not want to. But this is a right is something that I have, but I can't say that I have a right if it involves someone else doing something for me, right? If two people agree, like we have the right to assemble, the right to assemble with people. You have the right to we have the right to petition your government for a redress of grievances, the Constitution says. That's that you can get together with other like-minded people. You don't have a right. You don't have a right to get with, meet with every person that you want to sit down and have lunch with, right? I mean, these things, these individual choices and freedom matter. This is in the Declaration of Independence, that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. Endowed by our Creator. Those things come from God. This is not something that just comes from a theocratic state. And I'll tell you this, the more you dig at these things, like this idea of multiculturalism to where there's, you know, you can just have no common culture of a nation is crazy. You have to have some commonality. You have to have, listen, we don't all have to have the same, I don't want a world where we all have the same likes and dislikes and, you know, just dreams and ambitions. We're all different. Heck, in this household where I am, the interests and the skills vary dramatically, even amongst our children. Right, you get some that are super creative, some that are highly technical, some that are very artistic, some who are, you know, quiet, some who are very outspoken and just entertaining, whatever. Some who are incredibly competitive. They all might be a degree of all of those things, but we're all different as human beings. I don't want uniformity, but there has to be something that makes people have some sort of degree of commonality. You can't just say, here's one set of beliefs, here's another, just figure it out and get along. There has to be some sort of baseline agreement. We used to have American ideals. I don't know that we have those anymore. I think that we have those in certain aspects of this country, things that America was founded upon. I was still raised that way. We're raising our children that way. But I think it's foolish to think that half of America even thinks that those are good. We've got a fundamental problem here, and it's exposing the reality that there has to be at some basic level agreement and some common culture, belief, something. It doesn't have to be every which way that we live, but it has to be, there has to be some sort of commonality at its core, something that it means to, when someone says an American value or the American culture or something, there has to be something there. And at its bedrock, we used to believe what this declaration says, what the Constitution talks about. We used to believe the declaration specifically that our rights did come from God, that they come from a creator. Certainly there were people who were on the fringes who didn't believe in God, but some of them might have thought that there's something in the universe that made the, I don't know. But to say that they came from people sitting in a room that are passing laws and that they could flip on its head the things that we declare as a right, which is something that's unalienable, something that is supposedly untouchable, something that we should never risk losing, then that's insanity. That is absolutely insanity. And it's equally insane to say that these rights, or excuse me, that this belief stems from or started in places like Iran, just because there's different religions. Why can't different religions believe that their creator is the source of those unalienable rights? I mean, no one says you have to believe. In fact, Christianity, I get tired of people who talk about people who are Christian trying to force other people to be Christian. I'm not suggesting that there's not anyone out there that's trying to do that. I am here to say that that's not the way that it works. You know, I've heard someone say once, God doesn't have any grandchildren, which I think is a profound way of saying it, which basically means, hey, just because mom and dad are children of God doesn't mean that the offspring, that doesn't pass on to the offspring. It is a choice. It is a choice to accept the gift and the forgiveness of Christ. You can't force that upon anybody. God doesn't even do that. Now, he does say at the end, there will be a time when every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. That just out of factual reality, but not out of submission. If they don't want to submit to his authority, then so be it. It's sad. I don't mean it that way, but that's their choice. No one's trying to force anybody into a faith. What we're trying to do is build things upon truth. And the truth is that our rights come from our Creator, not from a group of men or women or whoever sitting in a room in Washington, D.C., writing our nation's laws. Give me a break. If they did, they would have found a way to tax those rights by now, which I don't want to give them any ideas, but I'm quite certain that they're busy working on ways to do that as well. Anyway, I'm up against the break here, my friends. Quick time out. You're listening here to the home of conservative, not bitter talk. I am your host, the one and only Todd Huff, back here in just a minute.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Third and final segment of the entire week. I know it's tough when it's the last time we'll be together for a couple days, but hang in there. Hang in there. We'll be back here on Monday. I should tell you, too, though, there's some things that we're changing on the website. In fact, you're going to see even a new revised, relaunched newsletter, which will have some content that you can take advantage of here in very short order. That will be at toddhuffshow.com. You might just want to check out the website as we're making some changes and cleaning some things up and so forth. But anyway, I know it's tough knowing that we're not going to see each other or talk with each other for a couple of days. But there are ways to remain in contact with us. Friends, do you know families who have found a way to plan for things, and it has helped that family prosper and pass down a legacy for generations? That is not by accident. Full Suite Wealth works with people They work with people who want their wealth to make a difference for years to come. Their team brings together high-level investment strategies like private equity, private credit, option strategies, all coupled with expert legal advice and guidance. It's about making sure your vision becomes a reality for the people you love today and tomorrow. If you're looking to do more than just manage money, if you want to leave your mark and build something that lasts, take a look at Full Suite Wealth. Visit fullsuitewealth.com. Build your legacy, secure your future. Friends, I want to play a little bit more of this soundbite of Tim Kaine, just a tiny bit more, to give you a flavor of what's being said out there. People who say that if you believe our rights come from God, I guess you're a theocratic Ayatollah from Iran. That's what Tim Kaine is saying, and it's preposterous, and he continues.
And target Sunnis, Baha'is, Jews, Christians, and other religious minorities. And they do it because they believe that they understand what natural rights are from their creator. So the statement that our...
But does that stand up to scrutiny, Tim? Do you think that your creator, the creator that gave us rights, gave us the rights to abuse other people? Doesn't that conflict with the very idea of what a right is? I mean, a right is something that is in the best interest of the person. A right is something that applies to all people. If some people have them and others don't, how does that compute, Tim? What are you talking about? You're just grasping at straws here, I guess trying to insinuate or suggest or directly state that this administration is run by theocrats, or that the nominee here is somehow wanting to establish a theocracy in the United States of America. He continues here.
It's a theocratic regime that bases its rule on Shia law and targets Sunnis, Baha'is, Jews, Christians, and other religious minorities. And they do it because they believe that they understand what natural rights are from their creator.
All right.
So the statement that our rights do not come from our laws or our governments is extremely troubling.
Extremely troubling. So if someone misunderstands what the rights are, some individual or group out there, if someone misunderstands them, then we got to scrap the whole concept. It means that the entire premise that our rights come from God, from our Creator. That has to be thrown out the window because somebody out there misunderstands what a right is. And that's step one. And then step two is that we now hand it to the human beings to figure out what a right is. Right? So how do you keep the people who were telling us that a right to hurt someone else is a right given to them in their faith or religion, which is craziness, but let's just say that it is. What if they get elected? Can they now pass a law? I mean, what are you talking about, Tim? This is insanity. Just you're rambling, looking for a way to try to say again that this administration is theocratic. This nominee is a threat to our society, to our freedoms, that he's trying to force his religion upon us. The concept is clear and basic, that our rights come from God. That is a belief that protects us from this notion of government coming in and totally taking over our lives, destroying the concept of the sovereignty, the independence of the individual. This is a dangerous thing. This is a direct threat to liberty. He continues a little bit more here. I think
the motto over the Supreme Court is equal justice under law. The oath that you and I take, pledge to support and defend the Constitution of the United States, not arbitrarily defined natural rights.
That's the point, to not arbitrarily define it. Wouldn't Congress getting together to vote on these things, wouldn't that be arbitrary? If there wasn't a creator, if there wasn't a moral lawgiver, wouldn't everything then be arbitrary? How can you say anything was right or a right or wrong, something that should be pursued, that something is good or bad or anything else, if there's not some standard, Tim? How do you do that? How do you come to that conclusion if not for the reality that there is a moral lawgiver, there is a moral judge, there is a being who, a God who, God of the Bible, by the way, Yahweh, who determines by his very nature what is good, what is right, what is wrong. Folks, these individuals are dangerous. I think sometimes deliberately so. I think sometimes ignorantly so. But what he's saying is a real threat to this entire system that we have. If rights are left up to the people in charge, then this entire system unravels in about 2 seconds. Your rights come from God. Whether you believe in him or not, you should certainly appreciate that, my friends. I've got to go. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you Monday. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Ballman-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.